Hi, man. I'm back in the car with no radio on. Let me cut my radio off. I got a radio today, but I'm going to cut it off, okay? Man, just thinking about my life, man. Trying to grow for myself and for my family, man. Man. Today, I'm just going to do a rant, you know? This is just some of them podcasts, man. I just feel like some stuff triggered this conversation that I'm about to have. And, man, I had to say it on the podcast, man. Live your damn life. Live your life. You know what I mean? Like, that's all I really want to say today. This is a podcast. It's all about living your life, man. There's a lot of stuff out there that is meant to control you. And meant to make you postpone everything that you should be doing right now till later. And we all know what happens when we postpone stuff till later. You end up getting something. You end up waiting so long to get that thing that you wanted that you really don't even want it no more. You know, you might be in a different position and not be able to enjoy it like you did when you really wanted it. You know, so man, look, this is what I see. This is what I see. Every time I see this, it kind of pisses me off. I'm not lying to you. Some fancy sports car with a handicap sticker on it. That just burns me up, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, every time I see a Corvette with a handicap thing on there, or parked in a handicap spot, all nice and clean, I just think in my head like, did my man really wait till retirement to buy that boy, you know? And now he just putting 2,000 miles on it a year, and there's a trophy in the garage. That's so whack. That's such a waste, you know? I see these people driving these vehicles, and they'll have like these nice fancy vehicles, and they don't drive them. They just in the house so they can have a conversation piece. Come on, man. That's whack. That's so whack to me, and it bothers me every time I see it, bro. I be so bothered by it, man. Like, I feel like this. We live in a world where some people will say, if you want that car and you was 25, they'd be like, you ain't got enough money to afford it. Which you might not, but you could get a little, you could rent it one time, you know, and drive it around and just get the feeling of it, you know, because if you wait till end of life or you get to enough money to actually own it, you might end up wasting more money on the car than you would have wasted when you were younger. For example, say you wanted a Corvette right now and you 25, you know, you like, man, I can't afford to buy no Corvette. They like 60 grand. Rent one, you know, rent one for like a week, spend a grand, you know, spend $1,000 on the car. Rent it, drive it around, show your friends, you know, take some Instagram pictures in there and do what you're gonna do, and then you bring it back. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, just to say you was in it, you know what I mean? Because when I remember having a Corvette, and I had a Corvette, like I owned one. And I know if you listen to our podcast, you know about this. I drove that Corvette for years. And after the first year, it just became a car. And I'm $40,000 in, you know? I end up paying that car off. So it's like, I had that car, and I remember getting some looks and stuff about, you know, the first 6 months. But after that, wasn't none, really, you know? Because, I mean, the car just wasn't out like that. I drove it every day, but to work in the gym and stuff. But people wasn't like, you know, like they not gawking over. There's a lot of Corvettes out there. But I enjoyed driving it that first year. But after that, it just turned to a car. You know, it was an experience that it was a dream that I had. And when I had it, it was gone. You know, like the dream is over, you know. So the same for a young person. If you wanted something like that, like a nicer car, go rent one. Try it out. Drive it around. You know, get it all out your system. You know, like show your friends, floss. I mean, nowadays, if you're not in an extremely party type city, like you're going to have to do a little extra to floss. You're going to have to make sure you're in all the spots. Maybe if you know, I wasn't even going there, just go to poor places where people can see you. You know, but just get it out your system early, you know, and you can move on, you know, and if it ever comes to you again, you can just rent it again, you know. Now, say you that old guy that goes and waits his whole life, 55, he says, you know what, I'm going to go buy me a Corvette, you know, because I couldn't afford one when I was young, you know. Corvettes is super low. You know, he getting in the Corvette, he driving around the city, he dang near need a nurse's aide to get out that boy. Come on, man. How you gonna enjoy the car? You need to park at the front because you can't park at the back. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't walk that far, but you want a Corvette. You know, man, you can't really enjoy the car like that. He ain't got no friends. You know, like ain't nobody impressed by an old person in a nice car. For real. I mean, just to be honest. Nobody, when I see a gray-haired man driving a Corvette, I'm not like, oh, he the man. I've never said that. Nobody says that, you know? Nobody does that, you know? But if you a young guy, that's an accomplishment, you know? But old people just have supposed to have disposable income like that, you know? And at the end of the day, you don't need it for that long. Because it's not really, I mean, it's a car, but It's not practical if you're trying to build something, you know? Like Corvette, you can't hold nothing in there, you know? It's only two seats, and it's really low to the ground, you know? It's kind of a hassle, and you can't drive it in the snow. Rain is kind of iffy, you know, with the big wide tires, and they almost slicks. So it's like any inclement weather, you in trouble. You know, so it's like, why do you need it all year? Like, why you need to save your money your whole life to go buy these nice cars? And the same thing with houses. If you want a big house, go rent one right now. Live in it for a few days, take your Instagram pictures, and then you move on. You move on to the next thing, you know. Live your life now. Don't put yourself in financial burdens, you know, by buying it. That's what that's another thing. Don't put yourself, you know, in a financial bind trying to buy it, you know. When I'm telling you, it don't last. Like any other thing that you wanted in your life, once you had it, you don't want it no more. You know what I'm saying? It gets old real, real fast. You know? That's just how life goes, you know? But, yeah, man. I think that's all I had today, man. You know what I mean? Real short. Live your damn life, man. Today. You know what I'm saying? Get what you want today and then you move on. Because you can go about life wanting something and never getting it. And a lot of people feel comfortable in that. Like they know that this is so far out for them right now that they'll stay focused on that one thing, you know? When in actuality, life is a whole bunch of situations just like that. Once you get them, you just get new ones, you know? Like once you get to your goals, you just get to new goals. I've learned this myself. When I wanted to be something in the corporate world, I got there and I was pissed. I didn't want to be there. Had dreams of being working in a bank and being in the investment department when I was in high school. Got there, pissed off, wanted to leave. A year or two in, I wanted to leave, you know. Got a Corvette. I had a Corvette on my computer for the first 5 years of my business. I had a red. I had told people in high school I was going to get one. I got one, drove it, wanted to get rid of it. That's just life, man. You get a new car, it's only new for a certain amount of time, and then you don't want it no more, you know. That's just life. You gotta keep that mentality with your dreams too, you know. Push as hard as you can, you get them, and then you move on. But just know, if you never get them, it's very hard to make new dreams, and you'll be that person in limbo following this one car because you want to have $50,000 to pay for it. And then your knee's going to be hurting. It's going to be sitting in a garage with a handicap sticker on it. Come on, man. That's why. Man, this just James in the car with no radio. You know what I'm saying? On. You know, thinking about my life, man. Trying to grow for myself and for my family, man. Live your damn life, man. Today. For the low. All right, y'all. Peace.